It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert team, leader of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. So Mary, another exciting week in the world of real estate.
Always, Kyle. The market's keeping us on our toes, and interest rates are still a big topic for buyers out there.
Yeah, and so that's what we're going to dive into today. Tell us about the truth about today's interest rates.
Yeah, so here's some positive news. Interest rates are actually seeing lowest mortgage rates in more than a month. That's amazing. A 30-year fix is hovering around 6.85%, according to Mortgage News Daily. So anyways, while today's rates may seem higher compared to the record lows we saw in 2020 and 2021, they're actually in line with historic norms. So, in fact, buyers in the early 2000s were locking in mortgage rates around 6% to 8%, and the market was still very active.
And today's buyers still have strong negotiating power, right?
Exactly.
So, like some, like with seller credits to buy down rates or cover closing costs, and then you've got lenders offering free or discounted refinancing options if rates drop later.
Yeah, and here's what's even more important. Real estate is a long-term investment. So if the right home comes along, waiting on a perfect interest rate could cost you that opportunity. And with rent still rising, you're building someone else's equity instead of your own.
Gosh, that's a good point. So instead of asking, are rates too high? Maybe the better question is, can I afford this home, and does it make sense for your long-term goals?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important to remember that you can always marry the house and date the rate. You can always refinance when the time is right. So, but the home you love might not be available later.
Well said. Now, if you are thinking about buying and you have questions, and folks reach out to the Mary Gilbert Group, then it sounds like you guys could really walk through all the options, make sure that people are making an informed move.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more to consider than just the interest rate. So I would caution people that are just waiting on interest rates. Let's dive into what's really important for this move and not just make it about the rate.
All right, something good to keep in mind. Now, let's talk about some of the hot new listings that are on the market this week.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. It's been a strong week with a variety of homes hitting the market across Douglas County. So here's some of the newest listings this week. 916 Northeast Malheur Avenue. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, 2,010 square feet, listed at $433,900. This is right in Roseburg, Oregon, near downtown. It's a custom-built three-bedroom, two-bathroom home. It's got a bonus room that could be an office or a den, sophisticated living space with breathtaking views of downtown Roseburg. It sits up elevated, so designed for both relaxation and entertainment, listed by Rachel Estrada at Oregon Life Homes.
And it's always nice being close in, but also having a great view. You don't always get that.
Yeah. I love the houses that are right in town but offer privacy with views.
All right, what's next?
So 270 Glenwood Court in Roseburg. So this house came back on. It's in the desirable Fisher Road area. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, just under 1,900 square feet, offered for sale at $650,000. It's a split-level home with a kitchen that was updated by Casabella. It's got engineered hardwood floors, two gas fireplaces. There's RV parking. There's a 20-by-30 shop with a bonus room. It's fenced and cross-fenced, 5.65 acres. It's got Umpqua Basin water and a private well.
All right, and
And that was listed by Spencer Wirtz at Keller Williams.
There it is. Let's talk about Ridgecrest. We mentioned that last week.
Yeah, Ridgecrest Drive. This is a fantastic neighborhood tucked away up on the ridge. It's in a gated community. This is a home. There's three homes on the market right now. This one just came back on the market with new photos and videos. 367 Ridgecrest Drive, three-bedroom, three-bath, over 4,000 square feet. It's listed for $899,000. This makes a great entertaining home. It's in that gated Ridgeview Ranch with views over Melrose in the Garden Valley. It's got a gourmet kitchen with double ovens, wine cooler, spa-like primary suite, tons of decking to take advantage of the view, and an outdoor kitchen. And it also has a lower level guest quarters with private entrance. So that's listed by my listing partner, Jill Deloach at Keller Williams.
And did you say wine cooler and spa-like primary suite?
I know. Why would you ever leave?
My
God. Might be a dangerous combination.
Probably why you have the private entrance for guests, because you don't want to leave. And
yeah.
They're on their own. All right. Let's go to a lower price point, maybe on the west side.
Yeah. So I have not yet sold one of these condos yet. I'm waiting. I'm like, who do I know that could buy one of these? Because I think it's in a great location. But 2751 West Lorraine Avenue. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,018 square feet. I do believe these are single level. So if you're looking for a single level condo, this is where you can find it. It's listed for sale at $229,500. This has been updated. It's located on the west side of Roseburg. It's got new bathroom, fresh paint, LED lighting, private backyard, and central heating and cooling. And the association dues include the water, sewer, garbage, pest control, exterior insurance, roof, and more. And the thing I want to talk about on this LED lighting, like we just went through this on a home that we sold, but apparently the LED lighting, if you can replace that throughout your house, you're going to save like over 80% possibly on energy usage. And yeah. This is, yeah.
Well, and some lighting as well in homes, you basically can't replace it right now.
Right. You're going to be forced to go to the LED because they won't sell the regular lights. But anyways, this cute condo on Lorraine is listed by Brittany Wareheim at Western View Homes.
All right. What about out in Umpqua?
2170 Hubbard Creek Road in Umpqua. I don't know. I love Hubbard Creek, the location, just the setting. So this is a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,148 square feet, offered for sale at $430,000. This is a mini farm with 2.49 acres. It's all fenced. It's got a 24-by-60 three-bay carport, enclosed workshop, and 220-volt electric. It's got a relaxing covered back deck, ideal for livestock, fruit trees, and gardening. This is also listed by Jill Deloach, my listing partner at Keller Williams.
All right, what about in Glide?
Grandview Street, in Glide, 535 Grandview Street. Three bedroom, two bath, 1782 square feet. Offered for sale at $375,000. This is a fully remodeled home with an open kitchen, large windows, fenced backyard. It's got a greenhouse, raised beds, and a covered deck. So, spacious master suite with a garden tub and walk-in shower, listed by Shay Ellison at Platinum Realty.
And for people that want to be out in 10 Mile, have some wide open space.
Yes, 5771 Strickland Canyon Road. We're going to Southwest Douglas County, four-bedroom, two-bath, 2465 square feet, offered for sale at $470,000. Peaceful four-bedroom, two-bath country home on 1.7 acres. It's got hardwood floors, fruit trees, greenhouse, barn, and irrigation rights, listed by Ryan Smith at Berkshire Hathaway.
And in Winston area, how about some property with this?
Yeah, 1090 East Willis Creek, three-bedroom, two-bath, 2167 square feet, offered for sale at $750,000. This is a home on 9.81 acres, open beam ceilings, wood stove, barn, wood shop, two-car garage, garden area. It's got city water and a creek, mostly level property, listed by Valen Curry with Curry Co.
Wow. A great lineup there. You got luxury, you've got mountain views, fixer-uppers, move-in ready, a lot more.
Absolutely. So there's everything out there, and we kind of hit around all corners of Douglas County this morning.
All right. Really quick, let's take a look at the weekly snapshot.
Yeah. In the last 7 days, we had 57 new listings come on the market, or 12 homes came back on the market, 39 pending sales, 28 homes sold, 70 price changed, and 4 expired listings.
How does that compare to the week before?
A little bit slower. So nearly cut in half. Not as many new listings, pendings, or closed. Just kind of a quieter week. Maybe it was due to graduation.
Yeah, it could be. So as the market is catching its breath, a little early summer opportunity here to get out there. How do people get a hold of you guys with your group?
Yeah, so whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or just getting started, it's a great time to explore what's out there. And if you're not sure where to begin, give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street, or you can check us out online at marygilbert.com.
Okay, and open houses too, right?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of open houses today.
All right. That wraps it up.